column a week, but I work from home 8 hours a day.
Jeremy?
I think I could do it. I think I could easily live without any of these electrical gadgets at home. I mean, I have my office, so I could use the internet there. I don't use an iPod. I still prefer to listen to CDs.
You old dinosaur!
Yes, yes, I know. And I don't watch much TV. I am very attached to my BlackBerry, but I wouldn't mind using a regular phone for 6 months. I don't think there's anything I'd miss too much.
And finally, Chloe, our only digital native.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't be prepared to even try the experiment, not even for a week, let alone 6 months. I wouldn't be prepared to live without my phone. I use it for everything, calling, music, the internet. So no, I wouldn't do it.
Not even if you were offered money?
It would have to be a huge amount of money. No, I'm definitely not going to do it.
5.21 Part 3
Okay, so imagine you all did the experiment. What would you miss the most? Sally?
Well, I already live without the internet many weekends because we have a house in the country in the middle of nowhere where there's no internet service. So I know that what I would miss most is being able to Google information, like the phone number of a restaurant or what time a movie starts, or even, dare I say it, the sports scores. I don't have a TV, so I wouldn't miss that, but I would miss not having the internet.
Andrew?
Well, I just couldn't live without a computer or a laptop because I work from home, so I don't have an office to go to. And I absolutely need the internet, too. I couldn't do the experiment. I just wouldn't be prepared to go to an internet cafe all day to work. Susan, the journalist who did the experiment, only had to write one